So our 12 days will start with helping the aviation industry. And our first product is a book called Dragons of Thin Air by Doug Worrell. And it's an unusual choice because it's all about the fear of flying. So listen to Doug telling you a little bit about the book.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Some people are afraid to fly. That fact may not surprise you, but the scope of the problem might. There are millions of people who would rather have their teeth pulled than get aboard an aeroplane. It is, in fact, one of the most common fears in our modern world. We all know someone who's afraid to fly. But this podcast is about aviation. Fear of flying seems like a strange topic, right? Maybe not. The aviation community spends a huge amount of energy trying to convince passengers to choose our plans rather than those of our competition, or to choose our flight school over the one across the field, or to buy our airliner over another. In some regards, this is great, as there have been huge product and productivity enhancements over the years because of such competition. But sometimes it's like watching seagulls squabble over breadcrumbs at the beach. What if there were millions of new people that we could re-engage with our industry? New passengers who might choose to fly rather than drive. People who used to fly but now don't. What if we could get them flying again? Wouldn't that grow the pie? Wouldn't that benefit the whole of the aviation industry? Maybe fear of flying isn't such a strange topic after all. But that's an economic argument. There are other issues as well. For example, human compassion. For anybody who has it, fear of flying is horrible. In a globally connected world, not being able to comfortably travel on a plane has real consequences for people, in terms of family, employment, enjoyment of life. A fearful flyer might avoid an overseas holiday, or quit a great job because it requires travel. They might miss the wedding of a friend, or the birth of a grandchild, if these things happen beyond the range of the family car. And sometimes life circumstances occur that force a person onto a plane who doesn't want to be there. That experience can be traumatic. Of course, it's not just the fearful flyer who suffers. The whole family may stay at home if one family member hates flying strongly enough. And it's not just adults who are at risk. Sometimes children learn to be afraid by observing the fears of their parents, or by soaking up the images and messages of the media without a full understanding. The life-limiting baggage of a fear of flying can be passed down through generations. Fear of flying is different for everybody, and it starts in different ways. It might start with a traumatic or misunderstood flight experience, or it might be fueled by soaking up terrifying images on TV. Sometimes a person has had a loss of control or a panic attack sometimes in their life. They might avoid stressful environments for fear of it happening again. Such fear, untreated, can build upon itself. Fear of flying is complex, and it's a fear that doesn't often get talked about. People who don't have it often don't really understand. They might try to help by saying, "Flying is safe," but that doesn't help at all. Workmates may scoff and brush it off with the old line about flying being safer than driving. They're right, of course, but that too doesn't help. Most fearful flyers already know this. The good news is, fear of flying is learned, and it can be unlearned. People aren't born with a fear of flying, and there are some terrific pathways for dealing with it. The gold standard in fear of flying treatment seems to be a multi-pronged approach. One of those prongs is learning about aviation. Learning the facts of the industry, learning about the aircraft, the professionals who fly them, all of the good stuff that makes our industry so safe. Facts like why aeroplanes make funny noises, learning why the wings won't fall off in turbulence, listening to podcasts like this. It's all about increasing knowledge. Sometimes people even learn to fly themselves. What better way to learn about how and why a plane works than to learn to fly? There are some terrific ambassadors for aviation who got into it to treat their own fear of flying. But facts alone are not enough. Everybody knows flying on the airlines is safer than driving a car. That's just a fact, but it doesn't help. Other things are needed too. That's why another important part of the strategy is learning why anxiety can fuel itself into fear and into panic. Learning our own individual symptoms, we can learn skills to stop it from escalating. Anxiety in itself is not a bad thing. In fact, it's a vital survival mechanism designed to keep us alive and quicken our responses. But if allowed to get out of control, it's not helpful. The skills of preventing this emotional escalation can be taught. The third part of the process is experience and exposure. The more we do something, the less dangerous it seems. This can be done in small steps. Step by step, a person can build their confidence in aviation and in their own abilities to handle difficult and new situations. This is about building belief and a confidence in your own strength. Getting someone on a plane is great, but getting them to fly again and again is the real goal. At no stage in this process is there any deception. No truths have been hidden. We're teaching how to deal with the experience and how to be more adaptive in handling anxiety-producing environments. And we're building confidence that we can handle it and it will not escalate out of control. It's important to note that this three-pronged approach, covering knowledge, anxiety awareness and training, and repeated flight exposure, all work together. Attempting repeated flights without having done one's homework may make the situation worse. Here's my confession. My name is Doug and I'm an airline pilot. I love flying. I love the physics of it. I love the engineering of it. I love the dynamic real-world challenge of it. I love looking down at the earth from above. It bothers me that millions of people are afraid of something so amazing. So much so that I've written a book on the topic. A self-help guide, if you will, called Dragons of Thin Air. It's not your average dry textbook, however. Sure, it's got all of the great material you'll find in any top fear of flying course. We'll talk about psychology, such as the nature of fear, and how we can allow anxiety to feed upon itself, and we'll learn some ways to stop this tornado of fear before it gets started. I present a bunch of great info about aircraft, from how they're built, through to how they fly, and how they're maintained. We'll also talk about some of the key triggers of fear, such as turbulence and the mysterious and troubling noises that people hear when they fly. We'll also talk about some of the physical sensations that you'll feel when you fly. Knowing about these things can reduce a person's tendency to magnify their fear based on the unknown. And we'll touch on some other issues that serve to magnify fear, such as the role of the media in hyping things up to make them seem more dangerous than they really are.
Well, a major scare in the skies after a jet hits a bird, taking out an engine, forcing the pilot to make an emergency landing. Passengers say it was a very scary event.
It was very, very scary.
But I want to reassure you.
None of the 124 people on board was hurt.
Unlike many self-help books, Dragons of Thin Air is fun. I've wrapped all of this great information up in a story. It's a fanciful story about a dragon, a master of fear. His day job is making people afraid, but who, for reasons of his own, decides to help a family of fearful flyers deal with their fear. As it says on the cover, Dragons of Thin Air is a most unusual fear of flying course. I'm not going to tell you that Dragons of Thin Air is the be-all and end-all of fear of flying treatment, but it is a conversation starter. No book alone is going to solve the problem, because dealing with fear of flying is a process. But this process starts with a decision and requires knowledge, courage, and the support of others. Dragons of Thin Air is one way to start this process. And despite the cartoons and good humour, I have to tell you that Dragons of Thin Air is not just for kids. The material in it will be of interest to anyone who wants to combat fear of flying. If you or someone you care about is afraid to fly, why not give them a book designed to address fear of flying? Dragons of Thin Air is one, but there are plenty of others too. Search Amazon with Fear of Flying for a few ideas. It could be a great conversation starter and a gift that starts the process of getting them into the air again. There are also many excellent fear of flying courses around the world. If there is one near you, and money allows, a real-world fear of flying course could be a fantastic gift that keeps on giving. It's a big, beautiful world, and everybody deserves a chance to enjoy it all. So, as I said at the start of this piece, maybe fear of flying is a topic we should all think about. On every flight there will be people who are afraid. In every car park, in every checkout queue, in every coffee shop, people who might never fly. We, as members of the aviation community, need to take every opportunity to make them welcome, to share our knowledge and our passion, and to help without judgment, preaching or pontificating, and with compassion and understanding. Simply an awareness of the problem and giving ourselves permission to care and to help will be enough. Getting over fear of flying could be the gift of the year. Thanks Peter, Tim and Gareth for the chance to talk about fear of flying and for presenting such a fabulous podcast. Merry Christmas to you and all of your wonderful listeners.
Well, as you know, Doug has been a great supporter of the show. He is a captain of a major airline. He has a great deal of experience of this. Now, I took the opportunity of asking somebody who I know who has a fear of flying to read the book for me. And it was really interesting to get the feedback, because not only did they feel that this was the sort of book that could help them, and on first picking it up, I've got to be honest, I didn't think it would be. But the graphics are quite amusing. They're very clear. They're very easy. The book's very easy to follow. The person who read the book said that they laughed out loud several times when reading it. And when they finished, were ready to see about going on one of these Fear of Flying courses. So that's got to come highly recommended. And I really enjoyed reading through the book too. Amy, you were going to add something.
Yes. When he was speaking about like anxiety and stuff, I don't know, everyone finds it really surprising when I say, but like I have a really, really big fear of flying, and I suffer with two types of anxiety. So when he was like talking in that recording, when I was listening to it, I was just thinking, everything he's saying is so true. But yeah, I really am going to look into buying it and seeing if it helps. But yeah, like everything that he said, the thing that I think found most on point was like when people tell you it'll be fine, yeah, and it's not going to be fine. That really made sense to me. So I think it might help me by looking into it. And I felt really calm listening to him as well, which was really strange.
We know that Doug worked very, very hard on that recording because he wanted the correct message to get over. So tone of voice was very important. So hopefully he'll be able to use that recording for others who have that fear. Now, we have three copies of the book to give away. So this is day number 12. If you're interested in getting a copy of the book, what you have to do is this. You need to like Doug's Facebook page and also visit him on his website. We'll put links to these on the show notes. Then send us an email with 12 Fear of Flying in the title. That's 12 Fear of Flying in the title with your name and address to x10d@mail.com.